The SOH Network presents AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.
For the SOH News Roundup, week ending Friday, August 5th, I'm Rich Crankshaw with AsiaCast. In this bulletin, Chinese media restrictions over train crash, China now cloning entire stores, independent broadcaster safely aboard new satellite, and Thailand elects first female prime minister. But first, our SOH focus on China. Since the high-speed train crash in Wenzhou, July 23rd, the Chinese regime's propaganda department has imposed tough reporting restrictions on the media. The regime is ordering media organizations to only report positively about the incident. Yet some media organizations are daring not to be censored. One is the Economic Observer. The newspaper published an editorial written as a letter to Yi Yi, a young girl who was rescued from the train wreck, allegedly after the search for survivors had officially been called off by authorities. The editorial is the latest in a string of breaches of the propaganda department's restrictions on Chinese media. It has since been removed from the Economic Observer's website. A Shandong province court has rejected an appeal by the lawyer of Chinese journalist Qi Chonghuai. Qi was jailed for reporting on corruption. 2 years before he completed his four-year jail term, the same court sentenced him to 8 more years in jail. Human rights advocates condemned the second conviction, saying it's a violation of Chinese law. In July, Kunming City in southwest China gained worldwide attention for having not one but three knockoff Apple stores that looked identical to the real thing. Now, IKEA may be the latest victim to have an entire store cloned. The 10,000-square-meter, four-story yellow and blue building looks in every way like a typical IKEA. The Swedish furniture giant has 9 stores in China, but this is not one of them. It's called 11 Furniture, and it's a complete fake. Access Asia told NTD almost every foreign brand ever to come to China has been faked, although the difference with the Apple and the IKEA store is that they are lookalikes, not outright fakes. Access Asia said the cloned Apple store sold genuine Apple computers. Nearly 50 million people in Guangxi province are suffering the worst electricity shortage seen in 2 decades. China Economic Times reported August 2nd, the Guangxi Power Grid Corporation said the electricity shortage was 30% of the total demand, worse than predicted. Currently, the Guangxi power plant's coal supply is extremely low, and some power plants have already shut down due to lack of coal. The electricity shortage has caused more than 1,000 factories and businesses to completely or partially shut down. Rolling blackouts have been affecting some rural areas for months. SOH takes a look across the wider Asia-Pacific region. Taiwan's largest telecom company has successfully moved independent Chinese television station, NTD, onto its new satellite. The transfer completes a months-long public relations battle. The New York-based New Tong Dynasty Television, NTD, announced that its Asia-Pacific transmission in Taiwan had been successfully switched to Taiwan's new Chunghwa Telecom ST2 satellite August 1st. Chunghwa Telecom initially refused to renew the contract earlier this year, saying its new satellite did not have enough bandwidth. But NTD AP and many of its backers said the refusal was actually about the wishes of the Chinese Communist regime. The regime dislikes NTD's uncensored news programs and has interfered with NTD's broadcasting for a long time. The regime was thought to have leverage over Chunghwa Telecom because of the latter's investments in China and future business opportunities in the market. Commentators said the outcome showed Taiwan's continued commitment to support freedom of press. Coming up on AsiaCast, Japan shakes up energy ministry. Taiwan reinforces claim over Dongsha Island, and $250,000 lottery ticket survives wash in New Zealand. But first, SOH Network's Shen Yun quote of the day. Anesthesiologist Chris Cole and homemaker Laura Cole saw Shen Yun's third performance at Indiana's Close Memorial Hall.
This is very good. Inspiring. I thought the whole show is pretty inspiring. It's nice to see a different culture put on a show compared to what we're used to. So it was really nice.
I thought it was wonderful. It was absolutely beautiful. You know, I cannot pick one favorite over another. No, I like them all. They're all very beautiful. The emotion behind the music makes me cry. Yes. It's very emotional. It is. It's so emotional that it is hard to find the words. I'm going to tell them to come with me next year.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say it is worth it. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
They will enjoy it.
Immerse yourself in an experience like no other. Classical Chinese dance, music, and more. Brought to life by dozens of performers in one exhilarating show. SOH Network is a proud sponsor of Shenyun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit shenyunperformingarts.org.
You are listening to AsiaCast from the SOH Network.
Back with the rest of today's AsiaCast, I'm Rich Kreischer. Japan indicated Thursday, August 4th, its three top energy officials would be sacked over the handling of the Fukushima atomic plant disaster. The resulting scandals that erupted over the response to the incident have fueled public mistrust in nuclear policy. The ministry in charge of promoting and regulating Japan's nuclear industry told a press conference there would be a widespread reshuffle. Reporters were told the changes had been discussed for about a month and would be on a significant scale, although the changes have yet to be officially announced. In an historic moment for Thailand's parliament, the country's first female prime minister, Friday, was voted in by lawmakers August 5th. Yingluck Shinawat gained support from almost 60% of the lower house, reflecting the majority enjoyed by her party and its allies. Her Pui Tai party won a thunderous majority in the July 3rd election and enlisted the support of several smaller parties in a coalition. The political novice faces the challenge of bringing stability to the kingdom after 5 years of political turmoil since he was removed in a military coup. A royal endorsement is all Yingluck needs before she can officially take power. With tensions over sovereignty in the South China Sea continuing to run high, Taiwan has combined wildlife conservation with safeguarding its territory. 23 college students set off aboard a Coast Guard frigate Wednesday, August 3rd, on a four-day tour of Dongsha Island. The eco camp was designed to educate college students majoring in marine affairs, international relations, and related fields about the island's ecosystem. According to the Coast Guard administration, the students will visit the tidal flats, seagrass beds, and lagoons in the area. They will also observe how the Coast Guard carries out their daily duties on and around Dongsha Island. On a lighter note, Australia is close to finally securing the future of Tasmania's forests. Logging in Tasmania has been a major environmental issue for decades, but recently a government package worth $274 million Australian dollars aimed at ending most logging of native forest was agreed. The deal, which is yet to become legislation, will see logging shifted out of most public native forests, many of which will be protected in national parks, as well as compensation for those forced to leave. While the industry fully supported the deal, others were more cautious. The Australian Conservation Foundation welcomed that money had been put on the table to support Tasmanians' regional communities and a transition to a sustainable timber industry, but along with other environmental groups said what was critical was to now translate the agreement into a fully operational process. In New Zealand, a four-week-old lottery ticket survived a machine wash to win its Christchurch owner $250,000 New Zealand dollars. The lucky winner said he found the ticket last weekend after he washed an old pair of jeans. He said he did not think it would be worth anything, but he decided to check it anyway. The self-check scanner wouldn't read the ticket, but when the store checked, they told him he had won $250,000 New Zealand dollars. The man said he had just been getting by in the earthquake-devastated city since February. Rich Crankshaw, SOH Network.
AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.